From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, quarantine authorities warn that daily infection numbers could double in a week or two while extending current social distancing measures for three more weeks. Iran releases the South Korean flag tanker and captain it seized 3 months ago for alleged marine pollution. And prosecutors indict a presidential secretary on charges of meddling in the 2018 Ulsan mayoral elections. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. Daily coronavirus figures have shown a slight dip on Friday, coming in at 671 overall. Of the 644 domestic transmissions, over 70% came from the Seoul metropolitan area. Warning the country looks to be entering a fourth wave of infections, the government has decided to extend current social distancing measures for three more weeks, while leaving room for further tightening as changes arise. Bae Ju-yun has more on the latest in situation.
South Korean quarantine authorities say that the nation is fast approaching a fourth wave of the COVID-19 outbreak. Health Minister Kwon Deok-chul on Friday disclosed the assessment calling for public support to turn the tide.
Over the last 7 days, the average daily number of infections stands at 555, showing early signs of the start of a fourth wave of infections. The reproduction rate has exceeded 1, indicating a growing infection trend.
After peaking at over 1,000 daily cases in December and again in January, daily coronavirus infection numbers dropped into the 400s and then gradually the 300s. However, cases spiked yet again in late March, climbing above 500 and hitting the 700s in less than 2 weeks. Quarantine officials are not ruling out the possibility that daily infection numbers could double in a week or two. The government announced on Friday that it will extend strengthened social distancing measures for another 3 weeks, including the ban on gatherings of five or more people, while shutting down high-risk bars and clubs in Seoul and Busan.
The fight against COVID-19 cannot be won by the government alone, and we are in desperate need of your participation. We ask the public to have a sense of urgency and again tighten quarantine efforts.
The health minister is urging residents of Seoul and its surrounding areas to refrain from outings and meeting people. Pyeongchang, KBS World Radio News.
Iran has released a South Korean flagged tanker and its captain about 3 months after they were seized by the country's Revolutionary Guard Corps in the Persian Gulf in January. South Korea's foreign ministry said on Friday that Tehran released the MT Hankuk Kemi and its captain from near the country's southern Bandar Abbas port earlier in the day. The ministry said that the captain and crew members on board are all in good health, and the vessel is also in good condition. The tanker departed the area at around 10:20 a.m. Friday, Korea time. On January 4th, the Hankuk Kemi was traveling near the Strait of Hormuz when it and its 20 crew members, including 5 South Koreans, were seized for alleged marine pollution. Iran released all of the crew except the captain in February. Nearly half returned home while the rest remained on the tanker with a few replacement crew to manage the ship as the Iranian judiciary conducted an investigation. Prosecutors indicted without pretrial detention Lee Jin-suk, the presidential secretary for state affairs monitoring, on charges of meddling in the 2018 Ulsan mayoral election. The Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office on Friday brought Lee to trial for violating the country's election law. The latest indictment is the 14th in the prosecution's investigation into the case. Ulsan Mayor Song Chol-ho and former Vice Mayor Song Byung-yi were indicted in January 2020. He is accused of delaying the outcome of a preliminary feasibility study on a hospital specializing in industrial accidents that was pledged by the then-incumbent mayor Kim Ki-hyun ahead of the 2018 race. He is believed to have told the finance ministry to postpone the study outcome until May 2018. The ministry announced that the hospital did not make the cut just 20 days before the election, which ultimately worked in Song's favor. The ruling Democratic Party, fresh from its devastating setback in Wednesday's by-elections, has pledged to continue its introspection for as long as the public remains angry at them. During its first emergency committee meeting on Friday, Emergency Chief Do Chong-kwan acknowledged that his party's shortcomings have caused great public disappointment and vowed the DP would self-reflect, expand communication, and be open to all change and reform. Despite its sweeping election victory, the main opposition People Power Party said both the ruling camp and opposition must respect public sentiment and focus on restoring constitutionalism and democracy. PPP Acting Chief Zhu Ho-young said his party will focus on enacting laws to support elected candidates' campaign pledges. As for party leadership, Zhu said on a KBS radio program that merging with An Chol-soo's minor People's Party should be prioritized. South Korea has unveiled a prototype of its first-ever fighter jet at a ceremony held at the Korea Aerospace Industries Manufacturing Plant in Sacheon, South Gyeongsang Province. Some 250 officials attended the unveiling on Friday, including President Moon Jae-in and Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto. The KFX, which stands for Korean Fighter Experimental, will replace the South Korean Air Force's aging fleet of F-4 and F-5 jets. The 18.6 trillion won project is jointly funded by Indonesia. The first flight test is scheduled for next year, with development set to be completed by 2026. Once finished, South Korea will become the 13th country in the world to have developed its own fighter jet. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reportedly decided on a more severe, arduous march in an apparent effort to ride out economic difficulties amid prolonged global sanctions against the country. According to the North's state-run Korea Central News Agency on Friday, Kim announced the decision the previous day at the end of a conference of the ruling Workers' Party's cell secretaries. The arduous march refers to a period of severe economic hardship in the 1990s that led to famine and difficulties for millions of North Korean people. A man accused of murdering a young woman, her mother, and sister in their home has been handed over to the prosecution. The Nowon police station in Seoul sent Kim Tae-hyun, age 24, to the Seoul Northern District Prosecutor's Office on Friday morning on 5 charges, including murder, theft, breaking into a residence, stalking, and violating the law on protecting information. Kim is accused of killing a young woman he was allegedly stalking, as well as her mother and younger sister, after entering their house by disguising himself as a delivery man in late March. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 11.38 points, or 0.36% on Friday, closing the week at 3,131.88. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.